Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Back with us on This Week in America from London, England, via Skype, the multi-talented starlight, the acclaimed author, singer, songwriter, rapper, artist, photographer, feminist, international traveler, and X Factor contestant. Starlight is of Italian origin, lives in Europe, has traveled around the world to gather information and ideas for her books. Her newest book, The Funny Side of Chaos, featuring COVID-19, is meant to make pandemics look like they really are, so this book tells the funny side of the situations that you wouldn't laugh about from countries such as Mexico, the UK, Spain, and South Africa. There are funny stories from two travelers as they tell their antics. The tale of two women travelers that get caught in awkward situations, but they see the funny side of it. They do lots of things that Latin women wouldn't do. They travel, have a career, and they help women charities as well. It's been called a great story for feminists. On our last visit, we discussed Starlight's Gold Seal-honored book, Businesswoman. Pleased to welcome back on This Week in America from London via Skype, Starlight, author of The Funny Side of Chaos. Starlight, welcome back. It is a pleasure to have you with us on the program.
Have you noticed my sunglasses? If anybody wants to order some, just email me on starlightmoralia@hotmail.com and you can get it. It's just £25.
And that, I look up and I see those, and I remember those from last time. I love the sunglasses. Interesting to know the sunglasses are available. And we'll give you that information as we go through the program. And let's start about talking about your website, because as we talk about this book, The Funny Side of Chaos, we'll be mentioning Businesswoman and other books that you've written as well. Do you have a website? What's the best way for people to get in contact with you?
Well, my website is starlightthewriter.co.uk. My email is starlightmoralia, which is starlightmoralia@hotmail.com, I think.
And well, yes, if it comes back, then come to go to the website, and I'm sure there's information there on how you can get a hold of her. It's the book is so well done, receiving excellent reviews, The Funny Side of Chaos. Let's talk about the sequel. It seems like you're on to really a great idea here. Will there be a sequel to The Funny Side of Chaos?
I'd like to, but at the moment, I'm actually doing a sequel to the book Businesswoman by Starlight. There will be a sequel for that one. I'm not sure about the one about Funny Side of Chaos. This actually is a dream, being on so many radio interviews and TV. I got so many emails from Lionsgate, Hollywood, Netflix, and so on. I mean, this is really like a dream, but it's really exhausting.
Well, yes, you've got all these people, and I'm delighted that we've had an opportunity to catch up again and find out what's been happening to you. Good things happening to the book we talked about last time, Businesswoman. As I say, that's an award-winning book. Good to hear that Starlight's going to be working on a sequel for that. And you mentioned that it's like a dream when you've got all these people contacting you about, in this case, your new book, The Funny Side of Chaos. What is your biggest dream when you started this whole entertainment process a few years ago? What were you hoping? What was your dream as you started this, and what is it now?
Well, I think I mentioned to you before, but I think everybody's going to think I'm crazy. I dream of a civilization of women Amazon warriors. I don't know if they are real or not, but I would like to. I also like to be remembered as a feminist writer. Just, you know, like everybody will remember the pandemics, they can remember me too.
Well, and you should. In all of the books that you've written, and let's talk about those. You've been an author for how many years? When did you actually start the writing process for you?
A bit more than a decade. Yeah, 10 years.
Wow. How many books have you written during that period?
Okay, 8 and plus 2 poetry.
I understand you gave one of the books, or a couple of poetry books, they actually sent those to the royal family. Talk about that.
Oh, okay. I usually make notes about things. I can't believe you remember all that. Yes, I did send it. It was Christmas. And usually on Christmas I send cards, but this time I decided to send one of my poetry books, because if I send any other book, their opinion might differ from mine, and they might not like it. But you can't go wrong with poetry books. And they actually replied and said thank you for everything, and they sent me royal family pictures. And yeah, that was very nice of them.
What an experience to go through. Our guest on the program is Starlite. That's Starlite. We've got the website information, starlightwriter.co.uk. That's on our website. Book available at Amazon, all of that information. And if you're in a position you can't write it all down, just go to our website. You'll link on directly to Starlight's website and get information. You mentioned that the books, well, in fact, let me ask you this. Are all of the books that you've written from a feminist perspective?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm very feminist. I didn't realize that. I mean, in the college in Spain, they are so chauvinists. And I had fight with the boys, and the women sort of laughed, but they didn't have the guts to say, oh, let's stick by her. They all thought I was a bit strange. And in the UK, I went on feminist parades like about 2 weeks, two decades ago, that is 20 years. And I went on this feminist parade and things got messy. I punched an officer and apparently I actually broke his nose. I didn't think I had it in me, but yeah, I managed to do that.
You know, I shouldn't laugh. You punched an officer, you broke his nose, but I'm sure he had it coming. So it struck me as humorous. So good for you. Good for Starlite out there protecting her turf. The book that we're talking about specifically is A Funny Side of Chaos, the book available at wherever books are sold, Funny Side of Chaos. The other book, The Businesswoman, give you information as we go on that. Let's talk about the early days, the days that shaped you as a feminist. What annex manifestations were you going through in those early years that inspired you to basically devote your life to promoting a feministic cause?
Well, if you are ready for my antics, I mean, everybody's going to think I'm crazy, but I'm not going to give up on my opinion. I did things like, I came to the UK for a week or two, and I wanted to meet people. So I met a guy across the road, and I said, he's across the road, he's not going to do anything. And he was a cheat, and he sort of makes people drunk and then sort of attacks them. And I said, I mean, nobody's going to do anything. He's just across the road, and he does all that. So I went in the courts. I sort of did the antics to be myself heard. So I did things like mooning at the judge. I went with a plastic gun and in the court and threatened the judges. One of them ran off and rang the alarm. But all that is on Google. So. And I said, nobody ever listens to me. All they do is arrest me. Where's my bloody compensation for everything? I mean, you're a bit racist because he is from the UK, nobody arrests him. And because I'm Italian and living in Spain, they go, oh, gosh, these Italian whores, these foreigners. And I mean, if they don't like foreigners, why do they let them in the country? I mean, I don't understand, but... Yes, those are some of my antics. I also had one antic that I'm really proud of. I'm an artist, so I decided to paint the law. So I painted a judge, and when I mean I painted, I actually went in court and threw paint at him. So that's myself, realistic artist.
Literally.
Not you, more realistic than that, can it?
Well, yeah, literally you painted a judge, not on canvas or paper, but actually flesh. So that really, I shouldn't be laughing, I guess, because I'm encouraging, and yes, I am, because we'll do another interview with so many stories that Starlite could tell. Have you ever thought of it? Just writing a book of your life and the antics and what you've gone through with what you feel certainly is a mission in life that you've done quite well. An autobiography coming up?
Well, my very first book actually was some sort of biography memoir. It was called Traveling Desire. And somebody called through the media, they are my agents, and they say Netflix is actually very interested in my very first book because it's about some of them in Netflix are sort of Spanish or Mexicans. I mean, the bosses. And I think they might like the fact that my story is a bit in Spain, Italy, a bit in the UK. I haven't got to the part where I went to South Africa, but yeah, I've been in all these places and they are very interested in my book, they say.
The life, the story, the books are not cookie cutter. This is a unique personality that lives life the way she wants to live life, and carrying on her message would make a great television series, a movie, or a television series. Starlight, that's Starlite, if you're Googling. I'll give you all the web information as we go through the program. Is writing relaxing for you? Do you enjoy being a writer?
Oh, yeah. I made a note of what I was going to say. Yes, I find the answer to that question. I mean, you're lucky because I wasn't quite sure what questions you're going to do, and I've got the answers here. Yes, I got anxiety issues for the past 2 decades. I mean, because I've been through so much. I don't know how to say it. I think I managed to slow down the brain by myself. When I mean slow down, people drink to forget. I sort of do different things to forget. And I think I managed to slow down the brain. And I think writing is good for it. I do better than professionals because I don't even believe drink to forget, so I'm not going to try that one. So I think writing is very relaxing.
Yeah, it sounds like it's therapeutic for you. And Starlight is our guest on the program. A few more minutes left in the program. I'm always fascinated the variety of books that you've read, all the number that you've written over the course of the years. Is there a favorite audience? Who are the books designed for? Who is the book Funny Side of Chaos? And that's so well written and such a great story that you tell. Who's that for?
Well, all my books, I don't realize I'm 52. I'm still 20.
Well, yeah, you're just a kid.
On the interviews, what kind of advice would you give to the teenagers and all those people? And I said, well, insist, persist, don't give up. But be aware of scammers and brain hackers. This sounds crazy, but I was told by a few people that you can hack in computers' memories. You also can hack in people's brains. And that makes me sort of paranoid, but it might be true. So I said, watch up. Make sure it's your own ideas you got, and it's your own ideas you're following, not what they're telling you to do. I don't like robotic people.
As you read the books, you'll be entertained, you'll be informed, you'll be enlightened, and also motivated when you think of Starlight and what she's done with her life, with her career, and getting that message out there. Just a minute or so left. Where did this begin for you? You're talking about a message out there now for young people, and sometimes you're young and you're thinking, you sort of conform to what people think a young person should be thinking. You haven't done that. You've always stood up for what you believe is right and been in the forefront of the battle for feminism worldwide. Where did that come from? What made you Starlight? Was it a family member? Was it how did you become this person that, okay, I'm not going to accept what the conventional, I'm going to do what I think is right?
Well, if you read my book, Traveling Desire, it already talks about my unusual upbringing. So I was in the convent in Spain. I thought I was Italian, and when I was 8, they didn't want me to inherit my fortune. So they decided to say, oh, let's put her in a convent somewhere else where she can't get it. So they put me in Spain. I just realized they were also chauvinists. I had fight in the college. I didn't like the guys. And I was used to an environment with women because that's what it is in Spain, in a convent, until I got expelled for bringing pornographic magazines. So they told me, this is a sin in the house of God. So they expelled me. And I 18 and I came to the UK. I was thinking maybe I go to USA one day, because 89 was when Warrior beat Hulk Hogan in WrestleMania.
Oh,
I
yes.
was in Barcelona then, so I remember that. So those were my last programs before I left Spain.
It's just amazing. The international travel has given you such a unique perspective on who you are, who people are, all of the issues that we all face. This book, The Funny Side of Chaos, featuring COVID-19, meant to make pandemics look better than they are. Book tells funny sides of situations. So well done, so well written. That is the latest from Starlight, our guest on the program. Businesswoman, a great story will continue in a sequel. Are you working on the sequel now for Businesswoman?
I am, yes.
Well, hopefully.
I'm not very inspired at the moment.
Oh, okay. So when the inspiration comes back and you finish it up, let us know and we'll have you back to talk about that as well. That's a great story of what this woman goes through. And I don't want to give too much away, but look for the information and you can get that there as well. Starlightwriter.co.uk, the website, Amazon, of course, all the usual places. And they can email you. Let's do the email one more time, Starlight. What's the best way to, and the sunglasses are available. You've got to check out the video, which you'll find on YouTube or our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Great video. You'll love the sunglasses. And if you're thinking, I wouldn't really rock a pair of those sunglasses, you can actually get them. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Starlightmurallia at hotmail.com. I'm sure it's at Hotmail, but sometimes I have emails with Outlook, so I'm not quite sure if it's hotmail.com or outlook.com, but one of those. It's at
Well,
Starlight Moralia at hotmail.com, I think.
and you can always go through the website, and all that is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Starlight, always a pleasure, always fun to have you with us. So many great stories. We look forward to the new book, The Funny Side of Chaos, featuring COVID-19, now available. All of the other books are available as well. So if you go to Amazon, for example, you'll have all of the books that you can click on and order and enjoy from there as well. We'll have all the links on our website. Thank you for being with us on the program. It is always fun. When you get back inspired to finish up a Businesswoman, let us know and we'll chat about that as well. Thank you for being with us.
Bye.
Starlight, thank you so much for joining us. And those sunglasses, yep, they could be yours. We'll have all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.